Once upon a time, on the very fringes of Imperial space, there was a small backwater world of the name Agrophilia. Agrophilia was a beautiful place of very little political importance. Its only real value were its agricultural exports and its beauty. It was a very peaceful place where very peaceful people lived their peaceful lives. Its only real city of note was named Agropolis. Here lay the central hub of the transportation system and the spaceport. So, if Agrophilia was such a peaceful place of such little importance, why am I using the past tense? That and much more will become clear as the story unfolds. For now, let us just begin by introducing the main characters. First, we have Peter Malx. Peter Malx is a young man who was born and raised in the agriculture of this place, but like many young people, he craves for more, for different. He came to Agropolis to find a way to get off-world and make his luck. Say hi, Peter. Tell us about yourself.
Hi. Say, are you from off-world? Do you know somebody from off-world? I know, I'm good at a lot of things. I can do stuff for you. I can do, oh, yeah. Give me work.
Thank you. That'll be enough, Peter. Next, we have Pater Petried. Pater Petried works as a Voxline counselor. He listens to the spiritual troubles and needs of the citizens of Agropolis and basically anybody who bothers to dial his code. How's business, Pater?
Well, you know how it is, son. Agropolis is all peace and quiet. I'm not complaining about the peace. Emperor be praised for that.
Thank you, Father. Well, who else? There would be Phobius, not a native of Agrophilia by a far stretch. Currently he prefers no one knows who he is, that he is here, and why he is here, right, Phobius?
Actually, the name is Agrophobius, and no, it does not have anything to do with wide open spaces.
And finally, let me introduce you to Inquisitor Xaxus. Greetings, Lord Inquisitor.
Greetings. The Emperor protects those who care for themselves. The Inquisition sees to those who won't.
Thank you, Inquisitor, for the wisdom. And now, with the introductions taken care of, let me describe the setting for the first scene. We are standing shortly outside of Agropolis on a wide plain of grass. We are looking towards the setting sun. On the left, we have the mountain range of Demeter, and to our right, a small babbling creek. I think I will not have to introduce the persons in this scene.